On behalf of all of our priests at the cathedral and for myself, I wish all of you a most blessed and happy and holy Easter and Easter season. And we have every reason to rejoice and to thank Almighty God for his abundant mercy. This liturgy of the Vigil of Easter captures for you and for me what it is to be a Catholic. The liturgy of light, where in the darkness we bless and light the Paschal candle, a beautiful symbol of Christ who is the light. We dispel the darkness with him. We sing his praises as we praise and thank Almighty God in that beautiful exultet for his abundant and abiding goodness and mercy from the beginning to this day and to the end of the world. We listen to readings which prefigure for us the consummation of the will of God as he promised our first parents, even though they had sinned grievously in disobeying him, he gave them their hope. And this night we celebrate what Saint Augustine, in one of his Easter sermons, as he referred to Easter Sunday as the Sunday of Sundays, he said, "The vigil of Easter is the church's day of hope fulfilled." How true that is. The devastation, the utter cruelty and depravity of the passion and crucifixion of Jesus is transformed in his resurrection, and we celebrate with praise, with thanksgiving, and humble obedience what he has done for us. When we, in a few moments, bless the Easter water and then are blessed with it, the church reminds us that, as Saint Paul so beautifully tells the Christians of Rome, they have to understand that they have been not just changed, but transformed in and through Christ because of their baptism. He even tells them it is the dying with Christ and rising with him to new life that makes them who they are. But it also makes us who we are. So we have every reason to rejoice. We have every reason to celebrate, because it is the Lord Jesus himself, risen from the dead, who told those faithful women, his apostles and disciples, do not be afraid. I live. God lives. Why would we fear anything else? No matter the circumstances of our lives, disappointments, illness, tragedy, along with the many joys, the many satisfactions, the Lord tells us, simply be faithful and do not be afraid. I am with you. That is the great joy, the great news, the good news, that those first apostles and disciples, confirmed by God the Holy Spirit, converted the world with. Jesus crucified and risen from the dead. That is good news. There's no better news in human history than that. And so we thank God with great humility and yet great joy, for he has saved us. As we enter into now the Easter octave, the entire Easter season, and as we make our way with Christ through the days, the weeks, the months, the years of our lives, let his words on that first Easter to everyone to whom he came be our great consolation, our strength, and our joy. Do not be afraid. That's all he asks of us. Do not be afraid. I'm with you.